Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by Hunt With Deet Official. I'm Carter, and I'm here with the one and only Josh Reed.
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, man. Of course. We're talking about something that you're very passionate about now, all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is like the third in what's become a series of this kind of application season series that we're doing right now. We're going state by state, a couple states at a time, I guess, region by region. So we've done Montana, Colorado, Wyoming, and we did Arizona last week. Shout out to Kyle Coots. That was a phenomenal episode. We've gotten some great feedback from listeners about these being helpful, which is the goal. We want to be helpful. We want to put out good information. Now, all this information is available online, but not all fish and game websites are created equal.
That's very, very true.
Some are more navigable than others.
I think the cool part, man, everybody wants to go out and, you know, try to go hunt new states and hunt new species, but a lot of people don't know where to start. And like you said, I mean, some websites are very user-friendly, some are not, you know, so it's really cool. The Arizona one that came out, was it today, right? Was awesome. So yeah. Made me want to go to Arizona.
Yeah, so I'm going to be putting in my application tonight for Arizona bonus points, Kentucky bonus points.
Come on down, brother. Actually, come Kentucky up.
Elk applications and Wyoming. Wyoming is due tomorrow, so I need to do that tonight.
Yeah. I think I've already done Wyoming, I believe.
That's good. All right.
I have to look. I need to confirm that.
Yeah, same. I need to check my bank account. Wyoming takes all the money right off the bat, so got to make sure it's in.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump right into it, dude. We're talking elk applications here on the East Coast.
Kind Heck of. Yeah, East man. Coast.
Yeah. East of the Mississippi. We'll start with the great state of Kentucky that we're both so fond of. And if listeners, if you remember, longtime listeners, not even that long, December 14th, we did an episode about your recent elk hunt, hunting like Daniel Boone.
Oh, yeah.
Where you recapped your success in the great state of Kentucky.
Yeah, which was awesome, man. It was really cool just to come on and be able to tell my story and share it with the listeners. And it was really special, really, really special. And really, honestly, I know we're going to dive a little bit more into it, the application process and the whole process of, being able to hunt elk in Kentucky is really feasible, like really feasible. It's very user-friendly. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to draw, it's a very, very smooth process, to be honest.
Good for Kentucky getting on board with the modern world and having a easy to navigate website. Good for them.
Yeah, no kid, man. Like legit, I drew. And after that, they instantly send you into like a YouTube webinar series from Kentucky Fish and Wildlife and all kinds of different resources. They basically do everything but, you know, go get boots on the ground and scout for you, you know, which is, they're incredibly helpful.
Yep. All right, let's jump right into it, man. What dates do we need to be paying attention to? Is it open right now?
Yeah, so actually it is open. So for this year's hunt, which would be this fall into this winter, actually opens up August 1st. The prior year. So actually August 1st, 2023, the applications have actually opened up for this coming year. So
it's a very long application.
Yeah, very long. And it actually runs until April 30th. But I would suggest when you hear this, go ahead and put in for it because you will forget. So put in for it. But, yep. It ends at midnight on April 30th. And your results come out in May. So for anybody that's put in the past, it's always a really exciting day when they do the results because they do a live draw on YouTube. So they stream a live draw. So they have like a huge banquet every year and they have a guy that comes up and talks and he draws off, reads names.
It's like getting drafted from Vietnam.
That's right, man. Yeah. So basically you sit there for 2 hours and watch this video and just wait for them to say your name, man.
That's amazing.
And when they don't, you're like, maybe next year. But when they do, it's awesome, man. So I actually wasn't even watching it. I was I coach baseball, and I was actually coaching a baseball game and got back to my phone after the game and had like 10 missed calls. had a bunch of texts like, dude, you just drew an elk tag. I'm like, oh, sweet, man. Heck yeah. So I went back and watched it and screenshotted it, and I'm like, yes. So, but you have till April 30th, ends at midnight. Results come out in May. And the way they do that, there's a couple different steps to it. And I'll kind of run through it really quick. If you are fortunate enough to draw, like I said, it's incredibly feasible. So let me back up. So you have three different tags that you can put in for. You can put in for an archery either sex tag. You can put in for a bull firearm tag and a cow firearm tag. And I drew a cow firearm tag. But like I said, you can put in for all three. If you have a hunter that is 15 or under, you can actually put in for a youth tag as well. But I believe they only give out maybe like 25 youth tags. So you're looking at around 600 tags in total. They're incredibly feasible. So if I don't do a youth tag, say you're an adult hunter, you can put in, it's $10 a piece. So for $30, you know, you get three entries into the Kentucky Elk Lottery. So like I said, incredibly feasible, which is, you know, I've told you in the past, you know, I put in for it for years and finally drew. So your odds aren't great. However, you know, for $30, you know, like I just told you before we hit record, you can't draw unless you put in for it.
Can't win if you don't play.
That's exactly right, man. Exactly right. Miss all the shots you don't take.
That's right, dude. Wayne Gretzky.
That's right. Heck yeah.
So you draw and then you purchase a tag if you're drawing?
Yes. So you have a couple of different steps. So you you put in for it. If you do draw, you have until June 15th. So really, I think they typically do the actual draw. It's around mid-May. And then they give you about a month if you do draw to where you have to go actually buy a permit. So for me as a resident, it was $60 to buy my permit. And I actually looked online and actually logged in as a non-resident to see if that price point changed any. And I didn't see that it even changed. So you're looking at $30, you draw $60 for an elk permit, and you're ready to go hunt. So less than $100 if you do draw. Yeah, I mean, you're ready to go hunt, which is awesome. And really what Kentucky does, because you have some people that draw and don't go buy their permits. They just don't. They forget. And which is crazy to me. Or they put in for it and they didn't think they'd get drawn, and then they do get drawn and they're like, well, the dates don't match, or, you know, for whatever reason, they don't buy a permit. They actually take those tags, put them back into a pool, and they have like it's like a loyalty members program of people that have put in every single year without drawing. They draw from those people.
Gotcha.
So they try to reward those loyal customers that haven't ever drawn but put in every year by throwing those tags back in a pool and trying to give them an extra shot. So yeah, it's really cool, man. Really cool. So I mean, like I told you, I put in for it for like 13 years. And I think there was maybe one or two years that I probably didn't put in for it when I was off at college and, you know, doing other things.
Yeah.
But besides that, you know, you finally eventually draw. It's exciting, man. But incredibly feasible, you know. Like I said, for if you draw, you're looking at less than $100. You can go chase elk in the Kentucky mountains, which is awesome.
Yeah, way awesome. I just started Steve Rinella's new book, The Long Hunters, this morning on my way to work.
Oh, really?
They start with Daniel Boone, man, and got me all fired up again. I was like, I'm talking to Josh about elk this afternoon, man.
Hey, listen, man, that's where it all started. That's exactly right.
That's cool.
Heck yeah, dude.
And that's it. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty straightforward system.
Yeah, man. I mean, that really, honestly, that is it. And then, you know, the only other thing is your third step, once you buy that permit, they have another draw to where you put in preference points. So you can mark like 1 through 5. You have to go in and rank because you have 6 units that you can hunt in. And they also have what's called regulated areas that you can put in for. That's basically just giant hunks of private that was tied up in all the coal mines. And you can draw those regulated areas, or you can draw just a unit. So basically they give you all the statistics of like how many tags they give out, how many people put in for them. And you can actually rank like 1 through 5, you know, 1 being where I prefer to hunt the most, 5 being the least. And you have to be really strategic with those, yeah. Because like, say you put in for a regulated area that only gives out 2 bull tags and 2 cow tags. And if you can look at, you know, hey, last year there was 200 people that put in for that regulated area. Well, then you know that your odds to get that suck.
Yeah.
So then it drops you down a peg. But yeah, so you put in for that, and then they do a separate drawing that basically gives you your unit where you're allowed to hunt. That's right. Yeah. So if you draw a regulated area, you can hunt that regulated area and anything in the unit that it exists in. Or if you draw a unit, you can obviously hunt private if you know someone, or hunt public. So
listeners who are familiar with, maybe more familiar with Western style applications where you apply for a species and a specific unit, this is different than that. You apply, if you draw, you buy the tag, and then you rank your preference choice on areas to hunt, on hunt areas. And then you're hunting.
That's right, man. Like I said, less than $100, you're hunting elk, you know, and the state of Kentucky and the resources they give you once you actually draw is legit, man. I mean, they were incredibly helpful, you know. And like I spoke to one of the biologists that were like really instrumental in the program, like before I even went on my hunt, you know, just asking questions, because they're like, listen, in those webinar series on YouTube, they're like, listen, we've, you know, had boots on the ground in most of these units, most of these regulated areas. Like if you have questions, you know, about different access points and things like that, just call us, you know, and give their, you know, I talked to that guy on the phone for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, and, you know, he kind of helped me of different access points and things like that. But yeah, it worked out for me pretty well. Cause like I said on the podcast we did, you know, I had people close where I have family from down there. So I had people that did kind of point me in the right direction on how to access and different things like that. But yeah, man, it's legit. I would highly encourage anybody that, you know, wants to hunt elk, but might not be incredibly feasible for them to go out west just yet. You know, look at the opportunities there are in the Eastern United States. I mean, it's, you know, it's, you're not going to be hunting in 9 to 10,000 elevation like you guys were out in Colorado, but
it's overrated. You know,
I heard that elk do not exist. Is that true?
No. No,
yeah. And then you get 2 feet of snow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're not going to be hunting in 10,000 elevation and 2 feet of snow in Colorado, but I mean, you're going to be hunting in some gnarly stuff in the Appalachian Mountains too. So it's a good time if you're fortunate enough to draw. I'd highly encourage it. And if you do, and you have questions, shoot me a DM. Be glad to help.
Or don't apply, so you raise my chances of drawing one or the other.
That's exactly right, man. We actually need to encourage people not to put in for it. That way you can draw and I can take you hunting. Yeah. Okay, that's one thing I forgot to mention. So if you actually draw, there's a 3-year waiting period.
Oh, yeah,
so, probation. Yes. So I drew, you know, 2023. I actually cannot even put in until 2027. And I was under the understanding that since I drew a cow firearm tag, I could still put in for the bull firearm or the archery, either sex. And I was incorrect. So I cannot put in. I cannot put in for any of them for 3 years.
Nuts, man, that sucks.
Yeah. And I actually asked them too, and they said that's even if you don't kill one, if you just draw and don't kill one. So you draw, you know, hunt for a week, don't kill anything, and then you can't draw again for 3 years.
Dang.
So, yeah, that's rough. So I am going to have to find somewhere else to go hunt elk, because my freezer is full right now and it is delicious. But at some point that freezer is going to empty up and I'm going to have to go hunt some more elk.
For sure. Well, let's talk about another Eastern option real quick. Another That's state right. just north of you, Pennsylvania. The time of recording is today's January 30th. This will come out next week, so it should be open when this drops. But Pennsylvania opens February 1st for elk as well. They don't give out as many tags as Kentucky. It's only 144 tags last year. But again, another opportunity. Might as well. Very cheap application. So application opens February 1st, closes July 14th. So nice long application there, which, again, do it sooner rather than later if you want to. And then they have their drawing July 27th. their cost per application is $11.97. What a steal.
Incredibly feasible. I mean, listen, I'm going to actually apply the second we get off this.
Where did I leave you there?
$11.97 is the last thing.
$11.97, man. What a steal. Unbelievable.
Absolutely, man. I'm actually going to apply. Like, I'm going to apply like the second that I get off this podcast.
Yeah. There's three seasons you can apply for: archery, general, and late season. Their seasons are short. So be sure you check the date to make sure it works for your schedule. If you apply for all three, you're looking at $35.91 all in.
It's fast math.
Yeah, I got some notes, you know. I don't do live math. Learned that lesson as a teacher.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
If you don't draw, you get a bonus point, which is cool, for every unsuccessful application, which are season specific. So you build bonus points for whichever season you're applying to. So you build them in archery, general, or late. They don't cross over. They stay season specific. And like I said, 144 tags last year. So I'm not good at statistics, but you know, can't win if you don't play. So might as well for $11.
That's exactly right, man. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. Yeah, that kind of rounds us out for this week's tips episode. So if you want to hunt elk, more applications you got out there, better your odds, I guess, right? That's how math works.
That's right, man. Listen, and that's the thing too. You want to try to get out and you think about different things and hunting different species and, you know, different states. I mean, now's the time to do it. And honestly, I think a lot of people kind of wait till too late, but really it starts right now, you know.
Yep.
Look at all these applications and put in, and you never know, you might just draw. And you know, you got to plan ahead of time. And I would encourage anybody to go try new things, hunt new states, chase new species. That's what it's all about.
Yep, absolutely. Appreciate you jumping on, dude. We'll coming down the pipe, we're going to talk about Maine moose on another episode. We're going to talk about Virginia elk. Hopefully we can get Jack Rasmussen on here, one of our team members who actually participated in the first elk hunt in Virginia.
Heck yeah.
In the last 150 years. So we'll be talking about some of those states. If you got a state you want to hear about and you want us to do the research for it, let us know. Shoot us a message, shoot us a DM, and be happy to do it. I love this kind of stuff. So
absolutely, man.
Help us help you.
We kind of turn into nerds when it comes to this stuff, so I'm good with it.
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Well, cool, dude. I'm going to go do my Wyoming application, my Arizona application, my Kentucky application, and I might as well swing for the fences with Pennsylvania. Yeah?
You cut out bad on that one.
Good, good. I said, I'm going to go do my Wyoming application.
Might as well swing for the
Swing for the fences, man.
That's right.
Fill in the gaps, people. Fill in the gaps. Cole, fix this.
I'm filling out Pennsylvania the second we get off this call.
Cool. Well, heck before yeah. My internet cuts out again, dude, appreciate your time. And listeners, as always, appreciate the hell out of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.